Okay, I found the cost of the flume because I and Gary was close. He thought $200 and then the Moen around $400, but everything's gone up. I got a check for $268.30 from the Goleta Water District. If you're in the Goleta Water District, I don't know if they still have funds, but and I got mine over about a year ago. They reimbursed me. I paid for it. I mentioned that eventually they're going to replace my water meter with an electronic meter, and this won't work. I didn't know what Gary said. In the old meter, there's a magnet spinning. So they figured out how a way to monitor that, calculate the gallons used. So I guess when they come out, I'm going to try to negotiate and keep the meter. I don't know what they're going to do with all these old meters. And hire a plumber to install it just adjacent to the new meter. I have to dig it up and I have to pour concrete. I don't know if it's worth it. I could spend the money that I would spend on a plumber and buy the Moen, which is going to be north of $400, and then to install it. Luckily, I have AC near there, the electrical outlet I can install myself. It's right there inside the house. So maybe that would be the way to go. I had calculated when I first discovered the leak, is when I got my bill. And I immediately shut up the water. But by then, I was already a couple of weeks into the new cycle. So, Lord knows, my water use doubled from 4 HCF to 8, and it doubled the cost. More than double the cost of the water use. So it wasn't worth getting a one-time waiver. They give you some kind of credit and it's not much. But so I immediately shut off the water and it's just kicking myself with all the research I did. Nobody said, well, shut off each fixture, Again, looking at the toilet, I just can't believe it was the toilet because I just couldn't hear anything. You would see it. It's just bizarre. So you have a water leak, you suddenly get a big water bill, and you do the system where you shut off the meter, that you shut off the water to the house and you track it down, and maybe you shut off the water heater, like Gary said, to see if it's a slab leak in the hot water line. But another thing to do is shut off each toilet and then look at your meter and see if it's moving. If I had done that, I could have gone and, but then I wouldn't have met Gary and then he wouldn't have sponsored the program. And then I wouldn't have gotten a couple of good interviews with him. So it was worth hiring him. So what I ended up doing initially was just keeping the water off to my house. And I had some urns with water in the kitchen sink. And then I had this, my luckily right outside my kitchen sink window was a hose bib that ran independent of my water being shut off. So I actually jerry-rigged the hose to come in there. I've got a stainless steel hose. It's like a kitchen sink stainless steel hose, a sprayer. So I use that. And I just shut the water on when I wanted to do the dishes at the end of the night, which, maybe 10 minutes. And then I turned on the water when I showered and shaved, which might be 15, 20 minutes. So I only had the water on 30 minutes a day, and that's the only time the water was leaking. And that's about 15 hours a month of having the water on versus 24 hours a day times 30 days is 720 hours. So that's a fraction. But I couldn't actually tell you what I was saving and what the cost was. But anyway, that was a fun time. Fun time. Plumbing issues are just terrific. Okay. What's the difference between using a 537 IST to sell your primary residence versus doing an installment sale? A friend of mine bought a sixplex from his parents using an installment sale. And it took 20 or 30 years. And he didn't own that place. They did. And I don't know why they didn't sell it to him and carry the first. It was a benefit because the tax was very low, but he paid that every month for might have been close to 30 years. And it's an installment sale where it's kind of a you're not carrying a note, and but you're not selling the property. You still own the property. Now, I don't know if you do that with a stranger. You can do it with a child. Then I learned there's something called a 537 IST, installment sale trust. And it's an advanced, structured way to execute a standard installment sale. Both spread capital gains taxes out over time. A lot of people, sell a property, they don't want to pay all the capital gains at once, so that's where this comes up. But the 537 IST, installment sale trust, adds professional management trust, adds professional trust management and enhanced asset protection to guarantee the note, whereas a standard installment sale involves the buyer paying the seller directly. So that's something I learned recently. I never heard of it. 537 installment sale trust. Anytime you're carrying back or doing something like this, there's always some kind of risk. Obviously, you sell, you get your money, you're done. But to avoid capital gains, it could be something to look into. If you have a good accountant and a good lawyer, that's the way to go. You don't want to take legal advice from some real estate agent on the radio. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to talk about this. Let's jump to this. This is interesting. I've had this forever. The coolest bunk beds I've ever seen, and it can be yours for $19,250,000. I printed this weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks ago. I don't even know if this property sold. 1915 Monte Allegra Drive, 10 acres, 9,000 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, and 6 half bathrooms. Or for 19,250,000, I guess we should call them powder rooms. I love that. You got to have half baths all over. Love that. So in one room, and I printed up a picture of this, is a bedroom, and it's pretty big. Well, I can't give you the dimensions, but I can tell you this. What's the length of a bed? I have no clue. But one wall, it's vaulted ceilings, and I see one built-in desk, a long desk with 2 chairs. But there are bunk beds at the end of the wall, and they're kind of built into the wall, so they're not sticking out. And it's vaulted ceilings, and it's vaulted above the beds, but it kind of slopes down a little more than the regular ceiling. So when you're going up to that top bunk, you're not going to stand up in bed. And there are 2 sets of beds. There's a staircase in between the two, and there's 2 pairs of bunk beds. And so you got four people in this bedroom. I think it was the best thing I ever saw. You got drawers at the bottom of the bed, under the 2 bottom beds. There's 3 drawers in each one, and then there's drawers under the bottom 2 stairs. So you got this common stairwell to walk up, not some ladder. It's a real staircase. And I don't know. I'm sorry I didn't look up in advance. 1915 Monte Allegra, 19,250. You can go. We can show that to you. You can buy it just for the bunk beds. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.